Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
And a good Tuesday morning from the 1010 Winds newsroom. I'm Lee Harris in here. Glenn Shuck and John Montone out there for us this morning. The city of New York is going to stop shipping homeless families to Newark and Elizabeth as those cities have gotten wise to this relocation program the city was running, and they filed suit to stop it. Although this cessation may not be permanent, as we hear from Glenn. He's live at City Hall this morning. Glenn?
It's what's being called a temporary pause, Lee. We'll see how this works out. New York City has agreed to this. It's the relocation of families to Newark. Two cities now, we're told, are going to resume talks on Thursday at federal court in Newark. They're hoping to finalize an agreement, but not yet. On Newark's lawsuit that was filed last week, that could still go forward if they don't get a deal. Now, Mayor de Blasio spoke briefly about this on New York One. When I say briefly, didn't really say a lot.
We're in the context of litigation. We got to be smart. I'll be careful what I say, obviously, but I'm hoping that there's some path forward.
Well, that's the rule, right? No commenting on cases that are being litigated.
Exactly. Yes. So hopefully we'll hear from more from the mayor about this after this scheduled session on Thursday. But who was talking was Gary Lipschutz. He's one of the lead lawyers for the city of Newark. He had 7 hours of meetings, in fact, with lawyers from New York City yesterday behind closed doors. And when he came out, he said it was a pretty good step forward.
But I think we have collaboratively taken a great step forward to work together to address the immediate issues.
Now, what's funny is that the mayor is saying, well, people have a right to live wherever they want to live. And if they want to live in Newark, then that's their right. Of course, the city is paying a year's rent in advance so that they will move to Newark or to Elizabeth, right?
Yeah, and they weren't really given a choice, though. And this is not small numbers. These are more than 1,000 families that were taken from New York City and basically just told you have to go to Newark and dozens of other cities, actually, in New Jersey that still may join a lawsuit as well. So they really didn't have a choice. We should mention also that as part of this at least paused settlement here, New York City now also is going to give a complete list of the names of the families that they've put in Newark and where they actually placed them. That list will stay confidential, but Newark wants to know that. In fact, if this lawsuit ends up going forward, Newark wants to be reimbursed, they say, for millions of dollars that they've had to pay to in social services for these families. So it could get resolved Thursday. If not, it looks like a pretty big legal battle ahead, and other cities like Elizabeth could sign on this as well. So it's not resolved yet.
Well, Newark could not possibly retaliate by sending its homeless families to New York. That just wouldn't be affordable, right? Glenn Shuck, live from City Hall this morning on the All Local. Superheroes, princesses, Muppety-looking things, unlicensed costume characters of all stripes are headed where the marks are this holiday season. They're trading in Times Square for Rockefeller Center, where they're a bit freer to roam about, as John Montone reports from what will soon, no doubt, be the scene of the crime. John?
Indeed, the shakedown has moved uptown by a few blocks because, let's face it, during this season, this is where the money is as tourists by the thousands gather to gawk at that big, beautiful tree. Now, I was talking to a coffee cart guy named Yusuf who told me, well, you know, they walk up to people, they pose, and then they get paid. Well, they get paid because they demand money, often aggressively. Yusuf says, you know, it's just a job. More like a con job. Now, I did find a fellow here, Roberto, who told me, yeah, he let his little girl pose.
She likes Minnie Mouse, stupid Minnie Mouse.
They charged you?
Yeah.
How much?
I gave $5.
So you don't mind these guys, you know?
Cause... it's a living, making a living. We gotta survive.
Roberto is from here in town?
Yeah, he's a New Yorker. And he knows all about it. He's heard about these guys. But he said Minnie was very friendly with his three-year-old daughter. Now, these guys, pesky panhandlers, I guess, is the best way to put it, at least before they become violent. And some have become violent. An Elmo was charged with groping a teenage girl in Times Square. We've had physical confrontations with these characters. But in Times Square, the city has rules. They're confined to a little marked off area to allow pedestrians to make their way through. Those rules do not apply here. So SpongeBob and the Grinch and Mickey and Minnie are free to roam and do their thing.
Well, for now, I wouldn't be surprised if some legislation popped up to deal with this in the not-too-distant future. John Montone, live from Rockefeller Center this morning. Well, it's still open season on The Elders. A 71-year-old man attacked by some teenagers in the passageway of the Times Square station between 7th and 8th Avenues. They got into some kind of dispute with the man. They took his cane, then started beating him with a belt, hitting him in the head with the buckle. He was cut on the head and face, but he'll be okay. We have video of the attackers. We're putting that up at 1010wins.com. If they look familiar, the NYPD is anxious to hear from you. New Jersey lawmakers may be about to follow New York in granting driver's licenses to illegal immigrants. Democrats, including Governor Phil Murphy, are in favor. They say it'll make the roads safer. Opponents say it rewards people for breaking the law and could lead to voter fraud, since you can register to vote when you're getting a license. The city is still busy cleaning up the sewage backup in South Ozone Park, but now there's another sewage problem at a housing project in Crown Heights. A pipe broke in a building at the Kingsborough houses, spilling sewage, leaving about an inch of it on the basement floor. They know what caused the problem in this case, over 300 pounds of baby wipes clogging a pipe. It stinks, of course, and there's no hot water, and there won't be any until the basement is thoroughly cleaned, making this a pretty miserable situation for the 211 people who live in that building. Con Ed's getting ready to raise its rates. There will be an increase in each of the next 3 years, 4.2%, then 4.7%, finally another 4% in 2022, and that sounds pretty bad until you hear about the natural gas prices. Con Ed wants to raise them by 7.5% next year, then 8.8% the following year, and finally another 7.2% in 2022. There'll be a couple of hearings tomorrow where you can complain about this, but right now the State Public Service Commission is on track to approve those proposed increases next month. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds. Visit 1010winds.com or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.